Okay, here we are live. What you're hearing in the background is, well, you're hearing a waterfall feature that we made a few years ago. And we made it look like it's kind of like a fireplace area, but instead of fire, there's like rocks in the middle of it where there would be a chimney and all that, and then water cascades out of it. It makes a nice sound. I'm up really early because Ben's, well, I had to let him out, that we tried to, you know, bring him back to the bed, you know, to try to get more Z's. And he was just kind of crowding me, you know what I mean? So I was like having trouble. I need to really, because I know that when we're just like resting, he's like got his own spot and he's cool. But, you know, we've got to work that next step out of you know, getting him out, you know, taking him out to do his business and bringing him back into the confines of the bedroom and get him going with that. The problem is sometimes he starts chewing on shoes or something. And, of course, if we're trying to sleep and we're worrying about that, it's, like, impossible. Right now we have a lightning storm. I don't know. I'm actually outside, like I say, by my waterfall and surrounded by various kind of plants and some lights and just beautiful air, you know, wonderful air here. And trying to get my wits about me. I had something I was going to say about, well, it's about 10 of 3. What I was going to say about Isaac, poor Isaac Cappy. Remember what a sorry lost soul he was, trying to report on all the overwhelming amount of, you know, he saw pedophilia everywhere in Hollywood, and with everyone, he named a bunch of celebrities. And then he came to the conclusion that he himself was evil, because he was in the system, you know, at some point. I don't know what that means exactly, that he was evil, but he, you know, other than the usual sins of people, you know, I don't think he was a pedophile. But he intimated that he was very evil and he was really sorry that he did what he did, and now they're coming for him. And then he apparently committed suicide in Arizona. Forgive me, I'm yawning because I'm just up. Committed suicide in Arizona on the I-40. He's from Albuquerque, so he had done little bit parts in like Breaking Bad and different things. But I just got to thinking about him because Stu Peters had done a documentary about child trafficking and really some good information there about the value of one child is around $1 million, you know, fully, you know, I guess fully pimped out. And that, you know, and I've always said the United States, the military-industrial complex, the world itself, is unfortunately ruled by, you know, Satanist pedophiles, whatever you want to call them, you know, and or a pedocracy or a pedophile elite that wants to remain secret. And to remain secret, the same thing goes on things like advanced technology, aliens, all that. People get dead pretty quickly because of things like that as well. You know, divulging secrets. And so I was just thinking, you know, and a lot of people say that they look at there's a photo of him sitting on the bridge that he throws himself off of. And it's not a very high bridge, but it's definitely high enough to, you know, to kill you. And other people say he was thrown off that bridge. Whether he was thrown off the bridge or whether he went off the bridge, you know, voluntarily, he was murdered, you know, either way. Right? I think you all see it that way. He delved into something and he crossed a line. And that line is really very simple, i.e. naming celebrities that make hundreds of millions of dollars a year and are, you know, a commodity, let's say, and very valuable to the global corporatocracy. And, you know, interfered with that, which is something that you can't interfere with unless you're, you know, willing to pay the price, meaning they'll kill you. So you get an idea what kind of world we live in. It's all lies. It's all fake. There is no honor. There is no virtue on a collective basis. There may be on an individual basis. There are individuals everywhere doing, you know, great things and good work. But the system, as we said yesterday, is overwhelmingly one system. That is satanic or Satanism. What do you got there? Huh? What do you got there? Oh, no, no. That's grout. Leave that grout alone. Leave it alone, Ben. Ben. So, anyway, so that I just feel like the Isaac Appy situation was left like an open wound and it never really got anywhere. And, you know, he wasn't perfect either and wasn't completely truthful, I don't think, all the time. And from what I could see in some of the replay that Stu Peters had put up on the... And he was right, it never really had closure. But I don't think we can ever really get closure with things like that. It's like in my own life, there's people that disappear for whatever reason, and you go, huh. And people that get dead, and they get killed, and, you know, and then there's other people that say, well, that was a sacrifice, and, you know, and then it's like, how do you know that? Are you part of it? Yeah, maybe they're part of it. And it just gets to be crazy-making. It gets to be insane. And then when you finally factor in, it's everything, everywhere, everyone, all the time, you realize that what Jesus realized when Satan took him up to the top of the mountain, he said, you can have all this, all the kingdoms of the earth, all the religions, all the institutions. They will all bow down if you will just bow down to me, because I run this. Satan announced in the Bible that he runs the entire earth and all institutions therein. Well, there it is, the truth, right there. And Jesus confronts it, and he says, you know, he refuses to bow down, and... you know, it's game on. It's Jesus and the versus the materialists. You could almost say that you know, it's the spirit versus flesh. It's the things you can't see versus the things you can. It's honor, virtue, glory for real. Now, yesterday, I get a serial liar and murderer, mass murderer, Dick Cheney, you know, called Trump the most dangerous man in the history of America. You know, backing up his little girl, Liz. Another truly dead person. Dead as a doornail. And the reason they're dead, ladies and gentlemen, is because they have a habit going after wars where, you know, millions of people die at their behest and the blood is on their hands. And they take no risk. They just wipe their hand, you know, yeah, good sacrifice. And they continue in the satanic system. They are Satanists. Not, you know, do they go to church? Probably not. Do they call out Lucifer by name? Well, if they've been through the 33 degrees of masonry and up that ladder, maybe they will. And maybe they won't. But one thing is for sure, the goal Well, the entire world. The entire world run by Satan. The goal is to conceal Satan and the way it works and what drives it from the whole world, which is the whole world. So the whole world participates without knowing that it is the embodiment of Satanism, which is the opposite of God, which is the mirror opposite that was the curse of this world, of the fallen world, is the mirror. And the mirror is that everything is in the realm of Satan is like a mirror, in that it mimics, imitates, deceives all manner of things God, you know, and that would be to deceive the world. And the Bible doesn't say deceive the world. The Bible says, I mean, it doesn't say just deceive, sorry. The Bible says deceive the whole world. The whole world. But Satan deceives the entire world. And that would be for the exception of the elect. And the elect, of course, the reason that they're not duped is a good reason, because God has prevented them from being duped. Otherwise, they'd be duped too, if it wasn't a supernatural reason. So God has proven himself. Oh man, that's some big lightning over there. God has proven himself. And he has laid it out. Satan will rule the world for a time. And Jesus will return and set things right. Things will be adjudicated. Things will be avenged. Things will be set right. And Jesus, King of Kings, will rule and reign ultimately. Not just in the earth, because the earth will pass away, the skies will pass away, but in the eternity of all things, Jesus will rule and reign, because God is sovereign. And the fact that he's ruling and reigning now, turning things meant for harm into good, you know, I was just thinking, you know, about Isaac Cappy doing all this research into the, you know, human trafficking and the pedophilia of celebrities, and thinking, my God, this man needs protection. I mean, he gives lip service to Jesus a little bit, but I don't get a real strong faith there. And, you know, you can't really, he's over his head, because most of the things that happen, a lot of the way people get dead, is it's a supernatural thing that happens. You know, because you're dealing with heavy-duty witchcraft. You're dealing with things that bend the sky, that bend the moon, that warp your friends are suddenly not your friends, but they all have the same faces. They look the same, but they're coming at you to kill you. And then maybe you do die, and then they act like, we don't know what happened. He just died. You know, so there's that kind of thing, that blinding that can happen. It's too big for any one person. So what do? We plead the blood of Jesus. Please protect us, Father. Please return all the witchcraft to the witches and all the any evil spell, curse, any kind of incantation, any kind of, you know, because these are going on. These people are very, very serious, and that goes on all day long. Please return that, and please cover this podcast, everyone listening, with the blood of Jesus. Because when we start talking about human trafficking, when we start talking about, you know, the devil, when we start talking about satanic ritual abuse, which is so funny that so much money has gone into saying that, you know, satanic ritual abuse is just satanic panic and there's no evidence. That's what the world will tell you. And then the funny thing about that is that the greatest irony is, but it's everywhere, everything, all the time. It's ubiquitous. The proof is completely, utterly ubiquitous. The only reason someone would say something like that is if they're part of it. Ah. That's why they choose to deceive. Because they're part of it. You see. And so they say that you need help, you need a psychiatrist, you need you need, you know, you should kill yourself, or you'll never make it in this world, talking about things like that, or whatever, targeting, gang stalking, bullying, group stalking, Stasi-style stalking, psychotronic warfare, beam weapons, all of it, voice to skull. Cappy talked about having voice to skull, and there's a woman with him, I forget her name now, toward the end there, last couple of days of his life. And they both heard this voice-to-skull music. I can feel it coming in the air tonight, you know, which was the warning from the other side. Now, she heard it as well as he heard it. Now, this happened to me back when I had heard the Navy fight song. And then I talked to Dr. John Hall, and I told him about my experience about, you know, I couldn't get it out of my head. I kept thinking it was coming from the speaker somewhere, but it wasn't. Next thing I know, he tells me that everybody that he knows or that's been in the program or been targeted, whatever, had the same experience on the same day. On the same, it was actually over a 3-day period. They had the same experience of hearing Anchors Away or the Navy fight song. Isn't that something? And so we have evidence now that voice to skull, it's not so specific. It can hit your skull and hit the skull next to you, or hit a few skulls, you know, and then everyone hears it just like you hear it out of a radio. And all these things are, in addition to other coincidences like billboards and turning on the radio and scrolling around the radio and, you know, dialing in the TV and all these kind of paranoiac coinkydinks, which are extremely paranoiac, are not paranoia at all, but them trying to drive you into paranoia, because then there's a feeling like you can't escape the, you cannot escape them. They're in the street, they're in front of Walmart, they're here, they're there, they're everywhere. And it's tied to the highest echelons, you know, Satan's army. But then there's a little question that you might ask yourselves. Well, then why haven't they got it nailed down and everything is just kosher here on the earth? And the reason is because they've been unable to do it. Which is why I think the Great Reset has failed. The Great Reset has failed. That way not stop them from doing another plague or another pandemic or whatever they want to do. But for all intents and purposes, it's failed. The reason is because, like I said earlier, they don't... they stay out of there now. Dude. They have... what are you doing there? That's grout. I'm building a little Kiva fireplace out here to top it off. So I've got the running water. I've got the cool little lights. And it's a courtyard. It's closed in for the dog. And it's got plants everywhere. And I thought, you know, very confined space. But it's really so nice lately being out here with no humidity. And the weather broke a few days ago. That when I say it broke, it means that in New Mexico, when it breaks once, or at twice, because we also have it. We have every once in a while an Indian summer. But when it breaks in August, it's actually cold at night, like you could have a fire. So I'm putting in a little fireplace. I want to make it so I can toss the log in from where I'm just lazy guy, throw the log in from where I'm sitting and get it going. And, you know, I don't know how you feel about this water falling in the background. Sound-wise, but it's very pleasant. I must say, the air is just best air on earth. And now I feel like, you know, I need some superior water for hydration. And I'm good to go. And maybe another cup of espresso, which... I'm getting tired of these little pods. They're so convenient, though, you know. Not quite the best cup. What I've enjoyed lately, coffee-wise, and forgive me for using the witch It's this drive-through, and I've done this a few times just because I don't want to fall asleep at the wheel. It's the drive-through Starbucks, the cold. I get the I'm going to mess it up. It's like, oh. I want to say sea salt and caramel sweetened cream. So it's a cold brew coffee. I mean, it's brewed cold. And that's the only way you can get that to taste good. With, and it has like a head on it, like beer, like a microbrew. But in that topping, it has it's a sea salt, caramel, iced cream that kind of permeates it. And you doesn't need anything. You just get it and start drinking it. And like I say, it's a cold brew. You can also get it, not many calories or sugar or whatever, but that cream, I think, is amazing. And it's just the best thing I've had, this cold. I've tried it in cans. I've tried it in, I think you have to really, the best cold brew is where you find a way to cold brew it. And people are not going to do that. So, so I have that when I drive through there. Well, there's no other real, there's some other little coffee places here and there, not near me. I live in rural America, so it's, I don't like going through there, but that one particular drink, my goodness, that is something. About 2 p.m, where you're a little sleepy. It's just a real treat, but not meant to be had all the time. Too much sugar anyway. So just thinking about the size of the Satanic Temple and thinking about the supernatural magical powers and supernatural powers, that we talk about in Ephesians 6 that consume the whole world. And I think about the deception that's thrown on people every day that they buy into the jabs or the lockdowns or whatever it is they throw at, the taxes or the people are always willing to sort of hurt themselves and never really fight back. And I look at it and I say, well, yeah, with a machine that big, including science, media, technology, all being used against the people worldwide without even a peep from the people or the governments of the world. It's just extraordinary the amount of power that Satan has. It's you really have to marvel at it. It includes the military. It includes sorcery. It includes alchemy. It includes complete total global mind control. It includes the Manchurian candidates that shoot up schools. It includes the entire FBI, CIA, or military industrial complex of America. It includes all the newspapers. It includes all the media worldwide. It includes, probably 90% of the people being reduced to that of just zombies, just or robots, just NPCs, a crowd of, useless eaters that just gave up at some point, fighting back and just decided to take it easy and then maybe deal with it later. Oh, we all have been called to deal with it, but I don't know anyone that I deal with in the music world or the film world or the, publishing world or any of these worlds. I don't know anyone that actually deals with it. They all sort of just act like it doesn't exist and continue accordingly. And then stuff happens, and you go, whoa, what does that mean? And then you look at them and they're silent. How about another espresso, Zap? Oh, sure. Let's have another. I mean, let's not talk about that. Indeed. Even though the whole world is shifting. Even though all your friends have the same faces, but they're not your friends anymore because you never knew them and they never knew you. And then the next thing you know, they're back to being your friends again, who you always knew. What the hell happened right there?
Well, I can't really explain it, Zeb. Better look on. Better keep walking.
Yeah, keep walking. And is CERN the bottomless pit or not? Because, you know, they call it Apollyon. And in the Bible, it's Apollyon, the great destroyer, coming up from the depths, you know, to take over or destroy the earth. And eventually, Satan himself is to be locked away in the pit and is to be sealed up as the Lord will rule and reign and restore the earth and renew. It seems like the churches are always trying to say, you take the good with the bad, or it's, you know, evil here, good over there. And if I had a church today, I would tell the congregation, look, folks, it's evil everywhere. It's in your parking, it's in the parking lot. It's down the street. It's at the hot dog stand. It's at your kid's wedding. It's at band practice. It's everywhere. It's your best friend. They shift and then they're back again. It's like, dude, did you do that? No, you don't blame your friend. He doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know what just happened. He doesn't know anything about it because he wasn't there. You were somewhere else, not him. Get it? No, but you started blaming him, and now they're calling you paranoid and crazy. You pointed your finger there when it was you that shifted, but you couldn't tell the difference. Who can? Right? Because it's very hard to tell. So you did the obvious thing. You pointed your finger. And it turned out that you had shifted portals and went into the bookstore. That was not the same bookstore, but it was. It isn't, it is, and it isn't, and then it is again. The beast who was, who is not, and yet is. And with that kind of power, how can anyone make it out? Jesus, please help us. Jesus, please help us. Well, Jesus guides me every day. I just have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. It's too big for any of us to even comprehend, let alone get through. But get through it we must. I mean, the whole world was created for the people that are enslaved now. And they continue to destroy it before your very eyes. And you pray, and it continues anyway. Then you have to make your peace with God. God, why wouldn't you protect your children, turn this thing off? Because it's the world system. Genius. Because it was set in stone from the beginning. Because it's part of a curse that won't be lifted until there is a cleansing, a righteousness, until there is a great hunger for the truth, or Jesus, which is the truth. People don't even know Jesus means truth. They don't know that. You would think like that would be something they teach you in Sunday school. They don't. It's truly amazing. But what I do like is how Jesus will dial us into the truth, and all the shenanigans will happen, right? You'll see it. Yet you won't be changed because you're on the truth, Jesus. And everything around you will try to trigger you out of that, and you stay focused. And when that happens, then they send something bigger after you. Or something bigger than that. Well, this will get them. And they're just waiting to see you fall. They're just waiting to see you fall. And people upon the earth are desperate. Desperate for things that don't exist. the money, the fame, the just over the top amounts of, you know, airplanes and mansions and, you know, all the, you know, cocaine and endless drugs and all the things that the celebrities seem to enjoy. It's nothing. It's not even worth talking about. The drugs are nothing. In fact, they're killing people now. Opium wars is on. All the mansions and Lambos and airplanes and 757s and all this other stuff is only there as long as they're viable. And the minute they're not viable anymore, boom, there goes the airplane. There goes, you know, it comes, it goes. The main tragedy about these people is they believe it, that they're superior. And when it gets chipped away as they get older, because age has no place in all this, they get older and it gets taken away, and they, many of them, you know, you don't see the pictures, you don't see the sad situation, but they all have, you know, these, you die lost. Many die penniless. They were on a roll in their 20s, though. And the main deception isn't, you know, giving them all this money and fortune. And whether it's deserved or not, it really, I don't even know if it's, is it a blessing? I don't really think so. I think the point is they felt that was a way for them to go. Most people watching all that fame, fortune, People magazine, and all the gossip rags and all that, they go, yeah, that looks like a good way to go. And then when you hear about the dark side, about, you know, initiation into the club means you have to be compromised, i.e. pedophilia, i.e. this, that, the other thing. It's got to be on tape. You have to own your ass. And then it's like, well, here's $20 million to go have some fun. It's like, is it fun? Being a slave? Knowing that at the end of the day you never were free? No, I don't think so. The next time you see people in this position, you know, I guess the latest one was Taylor Swift. And God, there's a woman I would tell any man to stay as far from as you can if you value your sanity and your cojones, right? But be that as it may, she tells the public whom she hates. She doesn't just hate Donald Trump, she hates everyone, according to, you know, people in the music biz. Bottom line is, she got in trouble for her jet being used, you know, carbon emissions used everywhere. And when they finally accused her of it, you know, because she's a big environmentalist and climate change. Dude, why would all these people have houses on the sand? Like, you know, Zuckerberg included, you know, in Kauai. Why would they all have these houses, or, you know, Obama and Martha's Vineyard, basically on the sand at the edge of the ocean? Why would they have, if there was really climate change, would you have a house there on the edge? No, of course not. There is no climate change. They know it. Just like they don't take the jabs either. That's the whole point. And yet the people are stupid, believe it. They're passing a huge tax law which is going to kill people. If you can't pay your bills now, you'll never pay your bills after. Once they get rolling with this next passing of a bill, it's the climate change march to total poverty for all. Okay? And they just can't wait to get it done. It's because they hate you. They might as well be calling the new bill to be passed, I Hate All Americans Bill. Thank you, Congress, right? This is the Congress Hates America Bill. And they're going for the death code, the death bill, the final nail in the coffin, which will take away people's incentive, demand. People get put back in their, you know, little hobbles, and they're never going to dream again, are they? Maybe this time we dream about getting free rather than, we can do something about that, yeah? Rather than some business we're going to have, or how you can forget about it. I mean, the people don't want your help. Congress knows that it's there to hate America. The American government hates its own citizens. And even BLM and all that that seem to have gotten a lot done for governmental power, they hate them probably even worse because they believe in it. And they hate true believers most of all. Because who can respect someone that actually believes in global warming? Who could respect anyone when they all build their houses up, you know, on the ocean? There's no way, right? There is no way to respect any of them. Who believes in global warming, not global warming, but climate change? All one has to do to debunk it is look at all the predictions they made 25 years ago, or made back in 1995 as to what the beaches would be like and the sea life and, you know, what the world would look like then. The global warming maps, all that stuff. It hasn't changed one bit. Plymouth Rock is still there, where the Mayflower landed. It's still there. It hasn't changed even an inch. It's still there just the way it was hundreds of years ago. And it will be there. COVID was the biggest hoax, and now you see this new bill they're going to pass is a huge hoax because there is no such thing as man-made climate change that's going to destroy the world. No. What there is, the climate does change. And you can look that up. It's winter, fall, the summer. The climate changes a little bit here and there, but basically all the same metrics are equal to what they were hundreds of thousands of years ago. So what do? I'm of the belief that when things happen that really form the mountains and the seas and the really big upheaval like that, that it happened very quickly. That it was a very... and then it went back to equilibrium or stability after that. But they're going to pass all this based on a lie that they know is a lie, because half these people own those houses. So they know it's a lie. They're going to pass it because the people are screaming for it, because they're the stupidest people on earth. But then again, a lot of these people have advanced degrees from our universities. I mean, it's unbelievably insane. But the worst thing about it all? It's cruel. It's cruel to people. It's hateful to people. It robs people of their hopes and their dreams. It robs people of their dignity. I'm sorry, we have a climate emergency. You'll all have to lock down in your homes now. Anyone who puts this is new from Barcelona today. We do work in Barcelona with our film company, so we're familiar with Barcelona, Spain. It's on the Mediterranean, in, I guess, the south of Spain. If your air conditioner goes below, 82 degrees, that's what I heard, they will fine you 300,000 euros. It's about $300,000 now. So they'll fine you 300,000 for each incident. Now, this is because they fell for the hoax of climate change and the green future. Again, folks, nobody built it out. No one did anything. Don't you understand that? Nobody built anything. No one built something that you could transition to. There's nothing to transition to, folks. Listen, there is nothing there. The whole point of climate change is to steal your money. And if they get this thing passed, they'll rape you all the way to death. Now, there'll be nothing left in the end. Right? Because confiscatory taxes equals slavery in the end. Serfdom in the end.
The big Jew,
Chucky Schumer. This is his bill. And your hero Manchin, who you thought would save the day, and Sinema, who looked like she had a, head on her shoulders, turns out both of them stuck the knife in, and they got you pretty good this time. Because when Biden signs this, he's going to get a big pop in the polls or the Democrats. It all based on evil, destruction, war, pain, murder, crime. I'm sorry. And the people here, people in Santa Fe, New Mexico, wholeheartedly embrace it because they don't read any books. They don't do any science. They don't understand anything. No, I mean, I know the science books lie. All you have to do is, again, look at the statistics from 200 or 300 years ago. Look at what the people said 20, 30, 40 years ago, what we would look like. Look at where the people built their houses. The fact that all the celebrities, most of them didn't even take any jab. They were placebos. Right? Because they're commodities. They know this jab's going to kill you. They just hope you don't figure it out. And you do your patriotic duty and take it for the good of your family. People have killed more people in their family taking the jab than anything else. It's emergency use authorization. Why would anyone take it? And the answer to all these things is one word, stupidity. Totally, utterly, hey, no teeth now. No teeth. No teeth. That's a good boy. Man, I'm sorry. No, there's no teeth. Poor guy. He's suffering with his teething. Isn't that cute? I got a little being next to me that teethes. Isn't that sweet? All right, Ben. He's a good one, because when I go walking around here, he stays, he's right with you. In a crowd, on the beach, whatever, he's, don't really need a leash or anything, just... He'll just be right there, very loyal. Okay, so we got all of this going on, but with a bigger overarching answer and problem of Satan, which, admittedly, to all the intelligentsia, does not exist, and they are still on the party line of, after millions, when they came up with Satanic Panic in the 90s or the 80s, whenever that was after about 12,000 cases. And we can't find it. Send Geraldo out there. I couldn't find anything. I think Oprah found one example of satanic abuse. In any given city, there's hundreds of covens. So there's hundreds of incidents of satanic abuse. Let's just call satanic abuse human sacrifice, murder of humans. There's a lot of people that have been through that and are scared to death, because if they say anything, what happens to the remains of people that are sacrificed? They're cut up, they're put into, a different colored hefty bag, and they're left on the side of the road for the a certain truck will come pick that up. You see what I mean? The system is in place. The remains, no, they're not going to be found. They're put in a special bag, just like in a hospital bag, and a certain truck comes and picks it up on any street corner anywhere in the USA or the world. They don't leave graves or mass graves. They dispose of every bit of it, including the fact that a lot of times you can sacrifice someone and they still have a value that can be sold. Well, right now, the cost of brains, apparently, and I advise you watch Stu Peters' doc. They were on this tanker ship, and then, you know, this guy gets hit, a fetus falls from a shelf and hits him in the face. And it's all these dismembered bodies, you know what I mean? Just like fetuses. But what they were doing after the abortions, they weren't done yet. They put all the fetuses on this tanker, filled it up. They were selling the brains to whoever they were shipping to, probably the Chinese. They were buying the brains, and the check was for $35 million. And these were like the used feet. You say, oh, there's no more use for these fetuses. Yes, there is. At the end of the day, you've got the brains. The brains are valuable. So, you know, you have your sacrifice. You put the baby on the altar, gut it, drink the blood, whatever. Eat the whole thing. But are you going to eat the brains? Well, if you don't eat the brains, you can still sell that for a good... And we all know that the end of the rainbow for these people really is, what it really is, and the end of the rabbit hole is cannibalism. And that's where it began back in primitive times. You had cannibalism, and it goes all the way back to that form of Babylonian cannibalism. And there's this one guy that was telling me that everybody is blaming everybody else, every culture. And it's like, well, pretty much man has indulged in general, no matter what culture it is, they've, you know, indulged in these satanic practices and these satanic rites. And the satanic rites are very specific. For example, how many sacrifices do you need to do in a year? Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Bum, 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 bum. You guessed it. Four. One for each season. Bing, bing, bing. It's the pagan calendar. And includes the human sacrifice calendar. So there's all this, you know, and they go, we can't find any evidence. And now... there's nothing but, so that's the psychosis. That's like reverse paranoia. That's the complete, total, utter conquering of the human mind. America has no mind. There are no individuals left. They're all brain dead. They're gone. Look out there at those stupid people out there driving their cars around. That's why Klaus Schwab wants to stop the cars. Where are they driving to? What does it matter anymore what they say their lives are? They're done. Clean it up. Throw them on the landfill. You know, Jesus really wants those souls? The answer, of course, is yes, including the perpetrators. In fact, a lot of the information that we get out of the law enforcement about trafficking now, and they're talking about trafficking these children in sex trafficking. Yes, in fact, Gavin Newsom, just more proof for you, doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. So there's Gavin Newsom. And what's Gavin doing? He passes a law that, you know, homosexual sex with underage minors and adults is no longer prosecutable, no longer a law. It's no longer an offense. Benz! You want to get in there, Benz? I'm trying to give Trish a little time to sleep. That's why you don't see her there in the chat, because I'm, you know, we've been tired with our little one because it's... Oh, now I know you want to go in there. That little bark is... You got to grow that bark up. He's barked much deeper than that a couple of times. But that's what kind of a puppy is. He's going to be huge. Anyway, as far as... I think what the reason we're missing it is because we're not looking at the total thing. The college is dirty. The church is dirty. The DMV is dirty. The lifeguards are dirty. Right? We look at everything in black and white. And we want to divide it up like... And the reason they're dirty, folks, is because they're all... There's only one reason. And that's because they're part of the system. What system? The system that... whose main sacrament is human trafficking and modern-day slavery. Okay? I mean, there's really not much more to it. It's the denial of it and the fact that if you mention that it's going on, like the trouble I had, I went up against them and it was like, you know, one friend told me, he goes, well, you went up against the whole world, but I didn't know that. I didn't know it was the whole world. How did you know? Well, I've always known it was the whole world, dude. Why didn't you teach me? I didn't know. I'm sorry. But they wanted me to make a confession that I was sick. That I was psychotic and paranoid. Because I said, this is all about, you know, human trafficking and black magic and satanic sacrifices going on everywhere and, you know, I was trying to get you some sleep, but I'm doing a little pod here. We're doing a pod out here. Did he take something that belonged to you?
My robe?
Did he take your robe? I don't think so. Now, Trisha's. Folks, it's only 3:30. And I've got to stay awake, please. I think my mistake was I just couldn't understand the supernatural stuff. How it was so scary. But everybody I talked to, they seemed to go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, what do you mean? What do you know? What do you know about it? What do you know? Tell me. Can't do that, dude. Let me understand, please. And they wouldn't. No one would. Then the next thing you know, you get labeled by the shrinks, and then it's off to the, off to ICU. And I just, the offense, talking about this stuff. That will get you a ride, yeah. If it's even mentioned, as Isaac Cappy was mentioning it, he was calling out Seth Green and these other people. Yeah, you're a pedophile, dude. He wasn't really going into it. He was just, he sort of was like a little bit like Corey Feldman. But the whole thing isn't just the pedophilia. It's everything else. And it's, you know, the Gulf of Tompkins. It's the Bretton Woods deal. It's the creature from Jekyll Island. You know, it's how these things all happen everywhere. It's going on, and they're getting done, and people would never go along with it. And so, how they do it? How do they do it? I want to know. Okay. Every city is divided into, you know, so many covens. Like there might be 500 covens in Georgia, let's say, in the state. And they all get together loyally and they hook up for their causes. Their cause is to destroy the United States. The cause of witchcraft in all places, in all times. Everywhere on the earth is to destroy. That's why we tend to not want them around. Ha! It is to bring down into poverty, third world, the witches rule the third world, rule Mexico with their Santeria and all their stuff. You know, it's just to get it all down under their control, and they can only do that by bringing in poverty. Okay, who's the biggest witch on earth? It's the Democrat Party. All are connected in these covens. They all do it. And what are covens? Covens are the PTA, the secret society, the hunting club. It's all been covered up by these other names.
You know, the tennis club.
The Beverly Hills Gun Club. The Dentist Association. The Council on Foreign Relations. So where do the powers come from? How did they get Trump out of there? Well, they were recruiting witches, as you know. And they were putting daily spells on Trump and curses. And they won. The Christians lost because many of the Christians that are political are also compromised, which means no ticky, no washy with Jesus. You're either with him or against him. There is no middle, you know, tweener going on. There is no I'm with the world, but none when it's I feel scared, I jump back to Jesus. None of that, please. I got enough friends that do that. I don't need to see any more. Oh, they're paying the price now. Yeah, they're going down. They don't have faith, so they're scared. What does fear do to you? It makes you compliant in their little hands. I mean, witches are... The world is a witch. Who is Satan? Ruler of the world. Yeah, but God is sovereign. Yeah, well, God has his people and he does amazing miracles and, you know, ultimately it's all God's creation, including Satan. Why? People have been speculating why for millennia. And they don't have a good enough answer to satisfy me. The answer from Zephy Daniel is this: I don't know why. I don't know why. I have speculated as to why. I have pled the case for America before His Honor, the Almighty Yahweh. I go back and forth in the court like I pretend like I was in the courtroom, and in the spirit I was. And I made the case for the age of the country, the remnant, everything, that America should be given more time. Young country, strong remnant. And they're trying to kill that remnant, by the way. They call them the January Sixers. The January Sixers are the, you know, Ed Trump are the most dangerous people in the world. Yes, Dick Cheney, because you're a Satanist and they're on the Almighty, they're on the side of the Almighty Yahweh, who can kick your ass into oblivion and will at some point. So Dick, good old Dick, he just doesn't, I don't know if I like a name like Dick. Hello, I'm Dick. Nice to meet you. It's okay. Richard. Richardson, right? Richard is a valiant name. It's like Richard the Lionhearted, you know? I like it. It's strong. It's a name of a leader. Or Rich. I'm glad to see our friend Rich Keltner is recovering from his heart attack. Thank God, Lord. We all prayed real hard on that one. Ooh, boy. Times, they are a-changing. Oh, man. I'm getting ready to do a song. I'm so angry. Folks, the last couple of years I've been focusing on, you know, the Quantum Devil hasn't come out yet, but I'll give you an update as to where I'm at with them. I can't preach anymore. I can't. I'm getting hoarse now out here. It's just beautiful out here. I wish I could take a little video. You know, maybe I'll take a video of it and put it up on Rumble or something, you know. I don't like YouTube because I know a lot of people use it. I have a Twitter account. I don't use that. I have a Facebook account. I don't use that anymore. I got rid of that. I didn't get rid of it. I have it sitting there. But I really can't afford to. I'm having a struggle anyway, you know, my eyes are opening more and more. I'm getting a true prophetic, not even prophetic, it's like prophetic healing type of thing. I'm not even sure what it is. Some kind of Yahweh thing. pineal gland is all decalcified, ready to go into, you know, endless portals of adventure. I so much want to see the world liberated. I'd like to see my fellow man liberated and free. And we just can't do that when there's death that you know, even if we live to be 200 or 300 years old, still not acceptable. We still need the Lord. We need eternity. I can only exist in eternity, folks. If I thought when I shut my eyes and my heart goes, or my this goes, or body goes, I have to go on. You know, that's just me. I must go on. Maybe I won't need a body for a while. Maybe there's something to what I fantasize about, which is, you know, I die here and I wake up there. You know, like with no, just flawlessly, you know, seamlessly is the word. I go to sleep here, I wake up there. I get off the plane, it didn't crash into the mountain. I go home and I see my loved ones or my, you know, I don't know, whatever I'm involved in. I go sail around and hunt tuna, whatever. But whatever I do, it's like I've always done it, even though I'm here now. I would have no memory of that. But when I'm there and I wake up there, I have all the skills necessary to do whatever job I'm doing. Because that's all I've been doing my whole life. That's the way it's been. The reason I keep thinking that is, one reason is because when I had this overdose of phenobarbital and LSD, it was really bad. I was in a coma for a month. And when I woke up, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move. I lost a lot of weight. I was under psychiatric observation and care. And I had this feeling, though, at that time, when I woke up from that, the old life is gone. This is another life, even though, or another chapter, but it's not the same line. You know, and I'd have to really do some, you know, maybe memoir writing to think about that. But I don't think a lot of the things I've thought of are just fantasy. I think there's truth in a lot of it. It's just, you know, it's very hard for us to contain the truth in a 3D environment. It's hard for us. It's hard for us. Anyway, I'm sitting out here in this beautiful weather. Lightning storm just went by. Middle of the night, still dark. 3:46 a.m. And such a lovely setting. Didn't it sound like that? My daughter did commit suicide, and she was on psychotropic drugs, which I think she did plan to do it, and then she did it. But I think the drugs had something to do with it. Anyway, I can comprehend it all in a way, and I see all the causes and effects, but I see the vast power of Satanism and witchcraft and, you know, the various forms of sympathetic magic and pagan magic and Babylonian magic and secret societies and witchcraft everywhere. I see it all. And then I say to myself, what part of the earth is not hooked up to this comms system? Because everybody's on a comm, right? You can hear my thoughts, I can hear your thoughts, everywhere. Well, you can't hear mine, I'm not hooked up, but people are hooked up hear each other, right? And they coalesce. I'm just telling them how much I'm enjoying this out here while I'm trying to figure out this...
It's a little chilly this morning, huh?
Yeah, well, that's why there's going to be a little fireplace. That seems like the right size, right?
Yep, that's going
to
be neat.
But I have to be able to put the log in. From here.
You always have me for that time.
No, no.
No, I think we really shouldn't have it aiming this way.
I need to get in there.
Yeah, we'll have to get up and do it rather than do it from a sitting position.
But what? How do I see the flame from here?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
So...
I thought you were on the phone, maybe.
I am on the phone. I'm on the phone with my friends here. These are the only people who understand me in the entire universe. You guys are very, you know, precious. You're the only ones who understand the whole thing and how overwhelming it is. But, I mean, yeah, but really, when I was a kid, you start talking like, that's wrong, that's evil. I'm not doing that. No. All right, that gets you a quick trip, right? And then your life gets ruined after that. You go, well, what did I do? You went up against the whole world. What does that mean? I can't tell you what it means. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. No, no. You can't handle the truth. Because when the truth is spoken out of the mouths of babes... And they say the emperor is naked, which is what you're talking about. They send, you know, the military after that child. And all the child wanted to know is what it was. Whoop, nope. Over the line. That's it. You're dead. Anyway, there's a lot to think about. There have been times where I've felt above Satanism, where it was below me, and it was so beautiful, nothing but love everywhere. I felt euphoric. I felt like, really, like I just wanted to be there forever. And I was in love with everything. I had energy, like, look at that mango. Look at that. Look at that ocean. Look at that. Look at this grain of sand. Okay, I admit I was hopped up on some amazing array of drugs. I don't take them anymore because I think the most heartbreaking thing about being, you know, having achieved cosmic consciousness because of a psychedelic substance, you know you're going to have to pay the piper, and you know you're going to come down. And whatever you were experiencing, it's over, and you can't really even remember. It's not even, it's torture. No, I wanted to go there naturally. You know, there is a way through fasting. I've achieved a state, you know, similar, kinda. But it was painful because I kept fighting hunger and trying to stay disciplined. You know, I mean, you know, you had to kind of... Who was that back there? Is that you, Eli? Who is that back over there? Huh? That's not Eli. The shadows are playing tricks on me. All right, well, anyway... So forget drugs. Drugs, it doesn't, right? Drugs are pharmakia. And believe me, they wouldn't want to give you any pharmakia that would get you the heck out of here. Only Jesus. One time when I had that earache and I was in Hawaii and they shot me up full of steroids, gave me prednisone steroids by mouth, gave me a big bottle of Norco. You know, that's going to be scheduled too on Wednesday. I want you to have this. And then, of course, add a nice bottle of vodka to that. And I achieved a state of mind that was... And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I did it legally, you know. But I you know, perhaps I could have gotten around the Norco and not taken 3 or 4 pills. I wouldn't do that today because I can't trust it. You could die. But so there I am. I can practically see notes coming out of the speakers. You know what I mean? I'm seeing, you know, feeling in a euphoric in a way that is, I don't need anything. I mean, I'm completely self-contained. I can see myself as a disincarnate spirit, but fully conscious everywhere all at once. And it was really something. I asked, hey, Lord, I know this is wrong. I know I got to knock it off with my ear infection's gone. But is there any way to get to this? I mean, no, they told me not to drink with it, but that's exactly the first thing I wanted to do. Because that enhances one part of, you know, activates something. So here I am in this cocktail state, and it's the best ever. I said, is there any way to achieve this on this earth? And he says, no, legitimately, without drugs. And he just said no. That was it. And so I got home. I went and looked at myself in the mirror, and my neck had swollen out to be like, you know, it was just like, you know, I've had weight issues in my life, up and down. I'm really pretty fat now. Since my daughter died, I've just been, you know, probably not behaving, you know, as well as I should. I mean, you know, really drinking a lot and all that. And I'm trying to figure out a way to stop it. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, I got home. I looked at my face, and it was puffed up like a melon. And my neck was as wide as my head. And I'm like, oh my, this is terrible. Like, it was like the neck and the head were one, you know, one thing. And thank God I was done with all the, I got home. They shot me up on the plane because they were worried that my ear was going to swell on the plane. I'd lose my eardrum. So that's why I got, and then as soon as I got home, I was like, okay, can never do this again. I mean, you know, part of me cheated and did it for recreation, but never do it again. And I never have since, but that face in the mirror was something to remind me, look how ugly you are. Look how ugly this is. Look how ugly pharmakia is. This is not what you're looking for. The hippies were looking for it with the flower children, right? And they would go on, you know, the vegan movement was all about, you know, finding universal consciousness and peace, right? Grow out of the hippie movement. You know, around here, Ram Dass is a big deal. Ram Dass, remember the, you know, be here now guy. And that's you might as well use that book to wipe your ass, really. Well, that's how much I think of it. It's, well, I don't like books that try to lead, you know, and then you don't get the same result as the guru. And then they're like, well, that's on you. That's not my fault. My name is Sadhguru, and I don't like people on the earth. You know Sadhguru? He's a WEF member. Did you know that? He's in the Klaus Schwab is grooming him to be the head religious guy, you know, the one world religion. So Sadhguru has been like appealing to Christians, talking about Jesus and appealing to Hindus too. He's been trying to, you know, even Muslims, been trying to, you know, and Jews, he's been trying to bring them in into the one world ecumenical religion. And so they've been grooming him, thinking he might be the guy. We hear him at a WEF conference. He goes, well, come to think of it, I don't like so many souls on the earth either. And so they're all laughing about how they want to kill, you know, 5 billion people. He thinks it's funny. He's laughing. He's a fake guru. But then again, how many gurus in India are for real? I don't know where he's located, but I'm assuming it's India. Most of them are, you know, just there to take money from the Western kids who are lost and confused. Why are they lost and confused? Because their parents are into Satanism and they go to church and they don't understand. I thought you'd be out of church at least secular. And then the kicker of all of it. I see the, you know, secretary and, you know, sort of a middle class, white collar husband of hers tied down. I'm at the Queensryche concert in Albuquerque. And they just look like a conservative couple after work and sitting right in front of me. And, you know, this Queensryche version was Jeff Tate. He's the old singer, Operation Mindcrime. So they were doing that, Operation Mindcrime. But it was with a new band. The other Queensryche, they had a legal battle as to who's Queensryche. Jeff Tate lost, but he was the singer in Operation Mindcrime. You know, it's sad that they couldn't get along. But anyway, so he was singing. And it gets to the part in the song, because there's like a religious context to it too, like a Catholic context with, you know, the guy appealing to Mother Mary, Mary, about, I forget what they're actually saying about, but there's a part in the lyric where it finally goes, I don't need Jesus, never did and never will. Okay, and so the guy is singing that, so Jeff Tate is singing that. And as soon as and I know that lyric, I know he doesn't mean that. I know what he means. He's all these guys have like become born again Christians. It's funny. No, I mean, you know, Dave Mustaine, all of them. So, you know, Dave Mustaine, he used to have a song called I Am Antichrist, and he doesn't do that anymore because he became born again Christian. He started off with witchcraft and had success with it, you know, did spells on people, and oh my God, it worked. Yes, it worked. Ouch. And then he met Jesus, and he goes, here's the power. This is the best. As soon as you saw that power of Jesus, which is hard to explain to people, but as soon as you know that's the power, that is the power behind all creation, that's the power behind everything, that is the truth. It took him about, you know, a split second to align with that and to become a born-again Christian. It was instantaneous. As soon as you saw the truth. And I imagine there are many, many bands out there and artists who, because they are sensitive and they are searching for truth and they get mixed up with Satanism, but then they eventually change. And some don't. But in this case, he's singing, I don't need Jesus, never did and never will, and never, I never did and I never will. And this little secretary, you know, cute little secretary, and her husband, you know, very short haircut, you know, the kind of people you'd see, like, if you went into the offices of, say, you know, Intel or something. You know, I'm just saying the offices downtown or, you know, one of these big corporations. And the minute those lyrics came up that he started singing, like, they've been waiting the whole time for it, they jumped to their feet with the devil horns and they get completely enwrapped in a trance. Yeah, Satan with the devil horns high, and you know, nice little old lady, not old, but I mean, it's nice little lady and her gentlemanly husband, and I'm being kind, but wow, like she just gone to the whole concert just for that one thing, and that really fed her. It's like she was feeding. And would you go into an office and know that, you know, it's like a Rosemary's Baby thing. Would you know that conservative woman, you'd say, you know, she probably wears a cross on her lapel, on her business suit, or her skirt suit or whatever. Would you ever suspect anyone like that, like they're in some wild coven somewhere? And how many covens are there in the United States? A million? I mean, how many? 500,000? I'm not kidding when I said a million. Why don't we know about any of them? because all of it is concealed. Now, ultimately, as it moves up the ladder into the corporation, into the business model, into the big media, big tech, into the big sports entertainment, Washington, D.C., it all gets figured out. It's totalitarianism. It's slavery. It's death to human. Everywhere it's tried, it fails to bring prosperity and unity. It always brings division and death and poverty. So how many are there in Mexico? How many Santeria eighth generation witches are there in Mexico? 1 million? How about all the way down to, you know, Nicaragua and El Salvador? How many are there? Why don't they advance? Because left to the witches, i.e. the big Jew, Chucky Schumer. I say the big Jew because that's so funny. He calls himself the big Jew. He ain't Jewish. If anything, he's a Babylonian. He's no Jew. I can tell you, he is no Jew. And any rabbi that puts up with Chucky the Clown, he ain't no Jew either. If Jew indicates chosen people of God, no, he's a child of Satan. And how many are there? The entire NFL. Thank you. There's three who pray, right? Okay, so the mind-boggling nature of this is, and where does pedophilia come in all this? It's protected for generations, and if people get too close, they get dead. Why is that? Because they've all sworn an oath to Lucifer and they have to keep it secret. Because if they don't keep it secret, it won't work. Because people will repent, they're gonna go to Jesus. They're gonna try to find a way. And you can't compete with Satan and the sacraments of Satan unless you are truly a Lamb of God. And the only way you can get to be a Lamb of God is if he chooses you and you accept, and you just keep your eyes on that. Now, all the times I've looked away and done stupid things like drugs, stuff like that, I've always done it, you know, since the Lord. I do it. The Lord doesn't tell me. The Lord says, you can do anything you want. If you want to do drugs, just, you know, master. No, I've done it with the Lord, and I've done it in concert with the Lord. And so I tell a pastor this at church. I said, I took these drugs in concert with the Lord, and I wanted to find out if there's a way to achieve that kind of euphoria in Jesus Christ or on earth as a natural man. Get out of here. You're not what we're looking for in this church. People like you are troublemakers. I said, I'm not planning on doing any more drugs. I just want to know if there's a way to achieve to become satisfied so much so that you feel like you're a part of everything and everyone and all is in harmony and all is love. How do I achieve that, Pastor? What do I do? They're never going to do it again. Well, I think it's about time for me to go. I love you guys. I'm so happy you could join us today. And, this thing doesn't have any music on it. It's an import files. Would you like to hear something? I got an Apple Music. Deep East. Rogue Bagel. Yeah, this goes out. Oh, no, please. What does it say? Please download the song in the music app by tapping the iCloud icon close to the song. Where's the icon? The song is not supported. What is this with, you know, Apple? That's my song. Why can't I have it? I bought it. So, if I bought the song, they don't care. Let me play this song from Quantum Devil. Would you like to hear that again? You want to hear a professional song that I produced? This is the last song I produced. I got to produce another one now. And I just got to figure out how I'm going to do it. I'm just trying to... I need energy, folks. I need energy. Okay, I'm going to play it. I don't think anyone will mind. Hey, I'll see you next time. I'm here all the time now. But, you know, it changes too. I don't know. You know, we see each other when we're just flowing in the spirit, all of us. Yes.
There's nothing like you and your heart is filled. Boundaries intertwine.